All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on the 18th day of May, 2021. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show and making it one of the more popular shows in the Voice America Business Channel. I also want to invite you to keep your questions, any comments or questions you might have about this show, send them on to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. And, of course, we do want to thank our sponsors. They make this show possible. Our sponsors for this week, Novo Resources, Sitka Gold Corp, El Oro Resources, Irving Resources, Han and Metals, SK Mining Corp, Firefox Gold, and Lion One Metals. I titled today's show, Preparing for the Best of Times and the Worst of Times. Kevin Duffy and Chen Lin return, and Carl Lofberg of Firefox Gold visits me during the second segment of today's show. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief. It was the epoch of credulity. It was a season of light. It was a season of darkness. It was the spring of hope. It was the winter of despair. That famous quote from Charles Dickens seems to describe the views of Kevin Duffy, who sees both enormous social upheaval and poverty straight ahead, but at the same time sees the hockey stick of human prosperity also into the future. Naturally, we want to know how Kevin is preparing his life and his investment portfolio now, given his views. If a period of darkness is staring us in the face now, how do we get through it, those hard times, so that we can reach the good times? Those are the topics that I will want to discuss with Kevin when he joins me during the second half of today's show. One of my favorite exploration stocks in my newsletter and one that I have in my own personal portfolio is that of Firefox Gold, which is one of just a handful of junior gold exploration companies that have pretty much locked up mineral claims in Finland's Lapland Greenstone Belt. Unlike the Abitibi Greenstone Belt in Quebec, the Lapland is now only starting to be explored and developed. Production has begun there with the Agnico Eagle, for example. A few other larger companies are there. But as far as the juniors go, and the massive amount of exploration potential, there's only a handful of companies, including Firefox Gold, that are there to really explore this vast greenstone belt. Again, a greenstone belt that is definitely has gold, lots of gold there, but is only now starting to be explored anything like the Abitibi in Quebec was explored. So Carl Lofberg of Firefox Gold will be with me right after our first commercial break to give us a vision of the exploration prospects for Firefox. But with me right now to give us some of his thoughts about the markets that are most important to listeners in this show is my good friend Chen Lin. He's the author of What is Chen Buying, What is Chen Selling? And you can subscribe to Chen's letter by going to chenpicks.com, chenpicks.com. Thank you so much for joining me, Chen.
Thank you, Jay. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you with me. And, sometimes you and I, we sort of discuss what you might like to talk about. I left it open to you. Why don't you just go ahead and tell our listeners what's on your mind? What do you think is most important, and what are you focusing on at this point in time?
Right. Yeah, that's a very good question. Right now, the key question really among all investors is inflation. Right? We have a very hot inflation last month, and then next month, early June, we probably will be very nervous moment again. Remember, they will have a very sharp drop of the market early this month due to the hot inflation, CPI, mm-hmm. especially CPI, consumer mm-hmm. price index. So this month, if this month is hot again, watch out, right? Mm-hmm. That's the key. That's something really in my mind. Are we really in the runaway inflation, or this is just transitory? Mm-hmm. But so far, okay, I can tell you the evidence I saw is this is likely transitory. Let me tell you why. Because I saw the China's data. China about the 6 to 12 months ahead of us. About this time last year, China was running pretty hot inflation. Okay, PPI mm-hmm. was negative, but CPI was quite high because of the stimulus. So in mm-hmm. about 6 months, stimulus burned out, so the CPI started to drop. So mm-hmm. even right now, PPI is very high because of the material going high. The CPI is still below 1% because of, you know, the stimulus already burned out. So mm-hmm. if that's true, that's probably pointing to United States probably peak, you know, those inflation may be around, you know, Q3 or Q4 uh-huh. sometime. We'll mm-hmm. see. I mean, so, but the good thing is we can continue watch China, continue monitor, you know, how they're doing. And then we see what may happen in the United States. So we will watch this month's data, which is happening next month in both the United States and China. So mm-hmm. That's why I don't buy into Goldman's call, like oil go to 100. As a matter of fact, I sold all of my oil major, no, not junior, all the majors mm-hmm. I sold, and very nice profit. I bought, buying and selling most of the refiners, buy at the low, sell at high quite 3 or 4 times in the past year. I'm out of them. The next is copper. Copper also is very hot on Wall Street, but also my concern, maybe it's too hot, right? So I got into copper quite a few months ago, if you recall, and I'm sitting on very nice profit. So this right now, the largest copper mine is Candida, is mm-hmm. looking for in Chile, is going to about to strike. They already voted 97% to strike. Government mm-hmm. mandatory mediation about 5 to 10 days. So that may happen the end of this week or next week. And then Chile may impose up to 80% tax on copper. That's what really going to hammer the copper Ooh. Industry. So all these things may happen in the next 1 to 2 weeks. That probably will drive copper to $5. That's my guess. Okay, that would be a perfect time to sell. I mean, I'm sitting on a lot of profit. I'm looking to sell. Yeah, I have a copper future and also have a copper major like Freeport and Hot Bay. I have quite a few different things, right? So I mentioned in my newsletter. So I'm thinking to take profit. So that's but not junior because junior more on the long term copper. I think the long term right. copper thesis is probably still intact, but then we may if those two catalysts come, it will have a spike. It could be the high of the year. I mean, I will be happy mm-hmm. to take profit and wait for the CPI of this month, which will come in quite a few weeks. So yeah. we'll see. Yeah. So it's quite a nervous market. The market go up and down and quite volatile. So that's at least this is what I'm seeing right now as of today. I gave everybody honest opinion what I'm seeing. Mm-hmm. So it can change in a few weeks, but let's see. Let's play this market.
Mm-hmm. I wonder, Chen. You talk about China and the influences China has on those markets. It certainly, it's the elephant in the room these days. China's markets are so big, and there's still need for raw materials and so forth. But I'm wondering, the United States with the Biden administration is spending money like drunken sailors. At the same time, those finances, those deficits that are just out, you know, unbelievably great, are going to have to be financed. You know, when Trump came in, there was, I think the U.S. debt went to $22 trillion. It's closer to $28 trillion or something like that
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
the ability to allow interest rates to rise is still an issue, is it not? And can't we sort of count on the Fed to put a lid on the inflation, on the interest rates? Because if interest rates start to rise too much, it's going to cause an awful lot of trouble in the asset markets, certainly
exactly.
in the interest
rates. That's the thing I'm looking at very closely. If we have a runaway inflation, that will be very negative. You know, it's time to run. I mean, run away mm-hmm. from most of the thing. You know, we recently already saw Bitcoin start to crash. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of assets could be in danger if the interest rate continue to run. So that's inflation if inflation really goes out of control. So far, what I see is transitory, but I change my mind if data doesn't agree with me.
Yeah, well, exactly. We need to be able to change our minds, that's for sure. Chen, let me ask you, the biotechs, you sort of indicated to me before we went live here that they are probably bottoming out, or you think they may have bottomed out here. How do biotechs, how do you expect some of these biotechs would do in a higher interest rate environment?
Oh, it's probably not so good, okay? Most of the assets will not do very well in the higher interest rate, except maybe commodity. So, but biotech most sensitive to political, geopolitical thing, right? So when Biden announced they will cancel the patent for the vaccine, that's every biotech one went down, everyone. So there's no indiscriminate selling in the past few weeks. And finally, start to rebound. Okay, if you look at the index, you look at the chart, IBB seems to have found a solid support, about 200-day moving average, and now it's on the way up. So today, actually, a very good day for biotech. Almost everything goes up. So you can see those companies, small companies, they don't synchronize, move up and down together. Of course, I'm looking for catalysts, individual catalysts. If you hit, you probably outperform all the other biotech. So that's what I'm hoping. And we have ASCO in a few weeks. That could be a very interesting catalyst conference, conventions, one of the key conference where all the companies show off what they have done in cancer research.
Interesting. Well, I know you'll be keeping your subscribers well aware of that. But I have to ask you, a company like Amyris, which I'm watching because I find it just a fascinating company, synthetic chemistry, being able to isolate certain molecules and then replicate and manufacture those synthetically with amazing, amazing potential. I have to think that no matter what the markets are doing, if a company has some breakthrough technology that can really enhance people's lives, it's going to do well no matter what the market's like. Do you agree with that? I mean, it could be influenced.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like Amyris, they have their catalyst lineup. One of the major catalysts is it's a patent fight with another company. If they can win that, they will control. They can basically grow marijuana out of the cell instead of growing on the. You plant marijuana, you just put it in a big tank of cells. You can manufacture marijuana. So that would change. That's very disruptive. That's the key of Amyris, right? So that happened will can potentially wipe out the marijuana growers. Think about how much more efficient he can be. So that's a disruptive technology. It's more on its own pace, see how they're driven. And Amyris highly depend on China, actually. They have a lot of beauty product, actually, very popular in China. They have something called squalene. You have to get a shark, kill shark and the liver from that. And now they can manufacture synthetically. So they're doing very, very well. So that's also another thing. And then they're selling very well in China. They're trying to create their brand, So that's the thing you need to watch. So it's a little bit away, but you have to be careful.
Well, it just seems to me that Amyris is a company that has the potential in countless different markets. You mentioned the beauty, cosmetics and marijuana, but I know there's a lot of other areas too. It's a fascinating story, and it's one that I'm actually, one of the few biotechs, Chen, that I've really taken the time to try to understand. But it's one that I find is just absolutely fascinating, and one I thank you for bringing it to my attention. Our son Scott started looking at it as well and honed in on it, and he sort of helped me understand as well that this might have some great potential. So there are always those kinds of companies that can do well no matter what happens. Even in the mining sector, we see sometimes, I've seen down markets where companies that make great discoveries go up when everything else is going down. So there's always markets that are there. Chen, and no one does a better job than you in discovering, markets that a lot of people don't see. So I'm going to thank you very much for sharing your thoughts with us once again. And, as always, we'll want to have you back real soon so we can pick your brain on some more great ideas. Thanks so much for being with us, Chen.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, folks, we do have to go to break, but don't go away because Carl Lofberg of Firefox Gold will be with me to talk about that company's exploration expectations and plans as this season unfolds. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Carl Lufberg.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.